Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Abraham Goldar, and today we're Zichus Nazir, Daf Hey, the first parak, Kol Kanui Nazirus. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, Abraisa brings three opinions about how often Avshalom trimmed his hair. Rebbe says every 12 months, which he learns with the Gezer Shava from the law of redeeming a house sold in a walled city. Rebbe Norai says once every 30 days and explains, my time agabi kohanim. What is the reason regarding kohanim that they must cut their hair within 30 days to do avoda? Mishum de eka kovid, hachanami eka kovid, because there is heaviness after 30 days of growth. So here too with Avshalom there is heaviness. Yosef says he may trim every Friday. Gemara asks, if so, what difference is there between Avshalom, who is a Nazir Olam, and his brothers, who as princes, also cut their hair weekly? The Gemara answers that if Yantav fell out on a weekday, his brothers would trim beforehand and he could not, having trimmed the previous Friday. It answers additionally that whereas his brothers could trim Friday morning, he had to first bring his karbanis and could only trim later in the day. Point number two, the next mission states, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazirus is for 30 days. Although one can declare a longer term, this is the minimum, the length of an unspecified Nazirus. Rav Masna says this is learned from Kodesh Yihyeh, he shall be holy, and the word Yihyeh has a numerical value of 30. The Rush notes that he must have had a tradition that Nazirus is 30 days, and this is an asmachta, because laws cannot be derived from gematria. Bar Pada says it is derived from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the word Nazir. It emerges then that Bar Pada should hold that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Gemara challenges him from our Mishnah, which says it is 30 days. He answers that since he must shave and bring his karbanis on the 30th day and remains a Nazir until he does, the Mishnah describes the entire process as 30 days. The Rosh notes that the interpretation of Bar Pada's position will be changed below. And point number three, the Gemara further challenges Bar Pada from a Mishnah which teaches that a Nazir shaves on the 31st day and not the 30th day. According to Rav Masna, that a standard Nazir's term is 30 days, it's understood that he must shave the next day. But according to Bar Pada, why does he wait until the 31st day? Bar Pada responds that the opposite can be shown from the next clause of that Mishnah. Im gilach yom shloshim yotze. If he did shave on the 30th day, it is valid. Rather, the reason they're supposed to shave on the 31st day is because nasika omer shlemim. The rabbis decreed to treat every case as if he said 30 complete days, which would require shaving on the 31st day, because they were concerned that people would confuse the two cases. According to Rav Masna, who says Nazirus is 30 days, the Gemara explains that shaving on the 30th day is still valid because he holds mixes a Yom Kukula. Part of the day is tantamount to the whole day. Once part of the final day has passed, he may shave and bring his karbanis. He agrees, however, that the rabbis enacted that he wait until the next day, which is why the Mishnah says that he shaves on the 31st day. In summation, both opinions agree that he must shave on the 31st day because of a rabbinic enactment, and that shaving on the 30th day is valid, albeit for different reasons. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abraisa brings three opinions about how often Avshalom trimmed his hair. Rebbe says every 12 months, which he learns with the Gezer Shava from the law of redeeming a house sold in a walled city. Rebbe Norai says once every 30 days and explains, my time agabi kohanim. What is the reason regarding kohanim that they must cut their hair within 30 days to do avoda? Mishum de eka kovid, hachanami eka kovid, because there is heaviness after 30 days of growth. So here too with Avshalom there is heaviness. Yosef says he may trim every Friday. The Gemara asks, if so, what difference is there between Avshalom, who is a Nazir Olam, and his brothers, who as princes, also cut their hair weekly? The Gemara answers that if Yantav fell out on a weekday, his brothers would trim beforehand and he could not, having trimmed the previous Friday. It answers additionally that whereas his brothers could trim Friday morning, he had to first bring his karbanis and could only trim later in the day. Point number two, the next mission states, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazirus is for 30 days. Although one can declare a longer term, this is the minimum, the length of an unspecified Nazirus. Rav Masna says this is learned from Kodesh Yihyeh, he shall be holy, and the word Yihyeh has a numerical value of 30. The Rush notes that he must have had a tradition that Nazirus is 30 days, and this is an asmachta, because laws cannot be derived from gematria. Bar Pada says it is derived from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the word Nazir. It emerges then that Bar Pada should hold that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Gemara challenges him from our Mishnah, which says it is 30 days. He answers that since he must shave and bring his karbanis on the 30th day and remains a Nazir until he does, the Mishnah describes the entire process as 30 days. The Rosh notes that the interpretation of Bar Pada's position will be changed below. And point number three, the Gemara further challenges Bar Pada from a Mishnah which teaches that a Nazir shaves on the 31st day and not the 30th day. According to Rav Masna, that a standard Nazir's term is 30 days, it's understood that he must shave the next day. But according to Bar Pada, why does he wait until the 31st day? Bar Pada responds that the opposite can be shown from the next clause of that Mishnah. Im gilach yom shloshim yotze. If he did shave on the 30th day, it is valid. Rather, the reason they're supposed to shave on the 31st day is because Nasika Omer Shlemim. The rabbis decreed to treat every case as if he said 30 complete days, which would require shaving on the 31st day, because they were concerned that people would confuse the two cases. According to Rav Masna, who says Nazirus is 30 days, the Gemara explains that shaving on the 30th day is still valid because he holds Mixas a Yom Kukula. Part of the day is tantamount to the whole day. Once part of the final day has passed, he may shave and bring his korbanos. He agrees, however, that the rabbis enacted that he wait until the next day, which is why the Mishnah says that he shaves on the 31st day. In summation, both opinions agree that he must shave on the 31st day because of a rabbinic enactment, and that shaving on the 30th day is valid, albeit for different reasons. All right, so now we go to our siman daf hay, and our standard siman is hay, or a haystack, or a bale of hay. So here goes. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam Naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched a Nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay, hairy bale of hay. That must mean we're on daf hay. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, which reminds us we have a machlokes regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair. Was it every 12 months or every 30 days because of COVID, heaviness like Kohanim, or every Friday? So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam Naziris is 29 or 30 days, which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding the length of a standard unspecified Naziris. Rav Masna says it's 30 days, learned from the pasuk Kadosh Yiyeh, with the gematria of Yiyeh being 30. And Bar Pada says it's 29 days, learned from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the term Nazir. So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam Naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched the Nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Bar Pada since the Mishnah says that shaving is on the 31st day, and a challenge to Rav Masna since shaving on the 30th day is valid. So once again, the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam Naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched a Nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. All right, now it's time for Forba Bat Chazara. Daf Tzadi Alf. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Alf is an exit sign. So here goes. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign, that must be on Daf Tzadi Alf, Tzay. The Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, which reminds us, on the previous daf, we had the question whether a wife of a Kohen who was violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her ksuba or not. Do we say that since her being violated is equal to a Yisrael's wife committing adultery willingly, in that they both become forbidden to their husbands, so she would lose her ksuba like a Yisrael's wife who is willingly unfaithful? Or can she say that as far as she's concerned, she would be permitted to him since she was violated, and it's only his special status as a Kohen which forbids her to him, so it should be viewed as his bad fortune and no fault of hers? They resolve the query from her Mishnah, which indicates that she does collect her ksuba. So the Kohen's wife who was violated was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, "You have divorced me," which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a woman says to her husband, "You have divorced me," what is the halacha? Is she believed to marry someone else? Rav Avnun suggested a resolution from a Mishnah which taught that a woman who claimed to have been defiled is not believed according to the Mishnah's later ruling. That's only because she realized that the husband doesn't know the truth, so she's not afraid to lie to him, but to claim that he divorced her, which he knows about, she should be believed. Because there's an assumption that a woman would not be so brazen-faced to her husband to claim what he knows to be untrue. Rava sought to prove the opposite. So the Kohen's wife who was violated and was standing under the exit sign with her ksuba, who overheard her friend say to her husband, "You have divorced me," almost got knocked down by a man who broke through a weak wall and fled. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident of a man who was secluded with someone's wife, and when the husband returned, the man broke through a weak wall and fled. Rava said that we are confident no sin was committed, and he need not divorce her even as a chumrah, because the adulterer would have hidden. Daf Beis. So the sim for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house. That must be on Daf Beis, bais, house. The Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign, Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, which reminds us that the Masechta opens discussing kinuim of Naziros, such as Nazir, Nazik, and Pazir, as well as Yados for Naziros, and explains the reason the Mishnah brings examples of Yados before examples of kinuim, even though kinuim were mentioned first, is Hoyel v'yasim medrasha chavivinoi. Since Yados are learned from medrasha, they're especially precious to the Tana. So the Nazir's in the hairy Nazir house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, and Pazir, over the door, and overlook the temple where sotas were disgraced, which reminds us the reason that Nazir is in Seder Nashim, in proximity to the masechtas of Sota and Gittin, instead of in Kachim, is to say that the cause of a sota's sin was drinking wine, and therefore teaches, Kol ro sota bekukula yazu atzmo min yayin. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Nazirus from wine. So the Nazir's in the hairy house, which had a sign with Nazir, Nazik, Upazir, over the door, and overlook the temple where sotas were disgraced, often heard people passing by saying, Ehei and Ehei Na'eh, which reminds us, the mission teaches that the declarations of Ehei and Ehei Na'eh are effective to make someone a Nazir, and the Gemara explains that the cases were where a Nazir was passing by, and the person had a mind to become a Nazir. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding the hairy camel, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Hari l'shalech pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir. The Gemara explains that the source of the word shiluch means to grow is from the pasuk shalachayich partis rimonim, your growth of hair like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk of b'shalech maim al pnei chutzos and sends water upon the fields can be understood to mean growth, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow. The pasuk would then mean who causes fruit to grow through water on the fields. So the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that one who says, Hari alai tziparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Rav Meir says he's a nazir, the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Rav Meir's position that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Rav Meir holds matbis inish bemidah de samichle. A person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends, and the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan has a different reason for Rav Meir. So the man riding the hairy camel who was inspired by water, sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, and then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hari nazir mina chartzani mina zogi mina telachas mina tuma, one who says, I'm here by nazir from grape seeds, or from grapeskins, or from hair cutting, or from tuma, Hari is a nazir called tiktuk de nazir is a love. He's a Nazir, and all the details of Naziris are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of Naziris subjects him to a full status of Naziris with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon who holds, Eino chayv ad shehidr makuam. He's not obligated in anything until he vows from all of them. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, that must be more in Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches the difference between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Shimshon may never cut his hair, and if he becomes Tameh, does not bring Karbanos for Tumah. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches a Machlokes about Nazir Shimshon. Rav Yehuda says he's permitted to become Tameh, as our Mishnah has explained. Rav Shimon says, Ha'omer Nazir Shimshon l'omer klum. One who says, I'm here by Nazir Shimshon has said nothing, because we do not find about Shimshon that a vow of Nazirus ever left his mouth. The Gemara attempts to parallel this Machlokes with the Machlokes about one who forbids an item on himself, like a Bechor, which is forbidden. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, did let the handsome Nazir enter, whose hairy locks were arranged in curls. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident with Shimon HaTzadik, who did partake of a carbon of a handsome Nazir. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn? Kol ro sota bekukula yazir atzma mina yain. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Nazirus from wine. That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do the incident of the handsome Nazir was approved of by Shimon HaTzadik? That's on daf Dalad. Good number three, which Duffy Malkokas, if someone says he's a Nazir from one aspect of Nazir, such as grapeskins, is he a Nazir or not? That's on Duff. Gimel. Good number four, which Duffy Malkokas, regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair? That's on Duff. Hey, good number five, which Duffy have a question whether a wife of a Kohen who is violated and thereby forbidden to him collects her ksuba or not? That's on Duff. Study Elephant and Darm. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you win? The one who says, Hare alai l'shalech para, it's upon me to grow tresses, is a Nazir, and the word l'shalech means to grow. That's on Duff. Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you focus? If the length of a stum Nazirus is 29 or 30 days, that's on Duff. Hey, good number eight. Which of the one that kinuim for Nazirus are Nazik, Naziach, and Pazich, and why the Mishnah listed examples of Yados before examples of kinuim? That's on Duff. Bays. Good number nine. Which Duff does more bring a challenge to Bar Padag given that a Nazir shaves on the 31st day? That's on Duff. Hey, good number 10. Which Duff does the Mishnah bring the differences between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam? That's on Duff. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.